Chapter 3. Property Value and Appraisal. Concept of Value. There are many types of value for any given property, including tax-assessed value, book value, insurance value, rental value, replacement value, and market value. The most significant type of value for real estate licensees is market value. Market value is defined as the price a willing seller will sell for, and the price a willing buyer will pay when neither is acting under exceptional pressure. Market value is also defined as the most probable price. Market value is most commonly associated with the price a party pays for a property. However, sale price is not always market value. Appraised value is market value. There are four basic characteristics of value: D, U, S, T. Demand. There must be a demand for the item and the purchasing power to acquire it. Utility. The item must be needed or wanted. Scarcity. There must be a limited supply. Transferability. The item must be able to be sold. Ownership rights must be transferable. An appraisal is an opinion. It is an estimate of value. The accuracy of the appraisal depends on the integrity and competency of the appraiser and the availability of the needed information. Appraisers use principles of value to help them arrive at their final opinion. These principles of value include highest and best use, the legal use that gives the greatest return in money and/or amenities. Highest and best use can be considered the most important detail by an appraiser. Principle of substitution sets an upper limit on price. Maximum value of a property is set by the cost of acquiring a similar substitute property. This principle is used to demonstrate the need to price correctly. An overpriced property will not sell. Principle of conformity states that maximum value is found when properties are the same or have a reasonable degree of similarity. Price range, amenities, size, etc. Principle of increasing and decreasing returns. Invest in property whenever each dollar invested will return a dollar or more of increased value, and stop when each dollar invested returns less than a dollar in value. The result of over-improving a property is also referred to as the law of diminishing returns. Principle of contribution. The value of a part is determined by its contribution to the total value of the property rather than by its cost. The principle of regression. The presence of lower-valued or declining-valued properties in the neighborhood leads to a decline in the value of your property. Conversely, the presence of higher-valued properties will increase the value of your property, and this is called the principle of progression. The principle of competition. An increase in competition will result in decreased profits for current providers. Competition lowers prices. Success leads to competition. For example, a very profitable restaurant will usually find a competitor opening nearby. The principle of change. Change is constant and is reflected in values. Appraisers must make adjustments for changes in market conditions and for time. An appraisal is only considered to be good for 6 months. The principle of anticipation. Purchase price is affected by the expectation of future appeal and benefits. The principle of balance. Mixed land use should result in maximum value for all properties involved. Master planned communities demonstrate this principle. Appraisers and real estate professionals may sometimes apply the concept of cost/value added. There is an increase in property value as a result of fixing a problem. In some cases, a lower cost remedy may add the same increase in value. For example, replacing worn flooring with carpet may be less expensive than tile, but the increase in value may be similar. Spend less to get the same benefit. A seller should consider spending the least amount to remedy a problem. In addition to the principles of value, an appraiser must be aware of the other factors that can affect value, including market cycles, political actions, economic forces, rising interest rates can lower prices, physical or environmental forces, and sociological forces, an aging population or a baby boom. Appraisal process. The steps in the appraisal process are: 1. State the purpose of the appraisal. 2. Collect and verify information about the property. 3. Estimate value using all three approaches, or as many approaches as needed to get the best result. 4. Reconcile the estimates by determining weighted averages. This step is necessary because the third step will result in up to 3 different values. Reconciliation is the final step in the appraisal process and determines an exact value for the property. After the steps have been completed, the appraiser can report the findings to the client in any agreed-upon format, orally, in a letter, on a form, or in a narrative report. FIR REA, the Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, was passed to regulate the appraisal industry nationwide. This law requires the use of a state-licensed or state-certified appraiser to perform any appraisal used in connection with a federally related transaction of property valued above the statutory limit. All appraisers must adhere to the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, USPAP, outlining how appraisals are developed and communicated. Transactions requiring an appraisal include those involving the courts and those meeting FIR REA guidelines. For example, cases heard to settle an estate when a will is challenged, challenges to eminent domain awards, and cases of partition. Although an appraisal is not required for a cash sale, many buyers choose to have one to protect themselves. Methods of Estimating Value and Broker Price Opinions, BPO. There are three basic approaches to appraisal: market data or sales comparison, replacement or reproduction cost approach, and income or capitalization approach. The market data approach is used primarily in residential appraisals. It involves comparisons with known sales in the same area. The appraiser should have 3 to 5 arm's-length transactions, the comparables, no more than 6 months old. An arm's-length transaction is a sale where the parties are not relatives or business associates. The parties are considered equal and separate. One does not have any power or control over the other. In using this approach, the appraiser will add to the value of comparables when the subject property has more amenities, is better, and deduct from the comparables when the subject property has less, is worse. Remember, the goal of the appraiser using this approach is to adjust the comparables to make them the same as the subject property. Example: an appraiser has been asked to determine the market value of a residential property. The house has 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths. The first comparable has 4 bedrooms and 2.5 baths and sold for $290,000. The second comparable has 3 bedrooms and 2 baths and sold for $275,000. The appraiser has determined that an extra bedroom is valued at $10,000 and a half bath is valued at $5,000. Subject 3, bedroom 2.5 bath. Comparable 1-4, bedroom 2.5 bath. $290,000 to $100,000 for the bedroom equals $280,000. Comparable 2-3, bedroom 2, bath. $275,000 plus $5,000, one half bath, equals $280,000. The subject is appraised at $280,000 based on the adjusted values of the comparables. Note, if the adjusted values of all comparables are not the same, an average of the adjusted values will provide the correct answer. The cost approach is used for unique properties, such as churches or government buildings. It is also used when there are no comparables for a particular property. Land value plus building reproduction, cost minus depreciation equals value, -OR-, land value plus building replacement. Cost minus depreciation equals value. Reproduction cost would be the cost to exactly duplicate a building. Replacement cost is the cost to build a building of similar size and usefulness using today's methods and materials. The appraiser considers 3 types of depreciation in the cost approach: physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and economic or external obsolescence. Physical deterioration is ordinary wear and tear. It is curable. This has the least impact on the appraisal because all buildings have it: chipped paint, worn flooring. Functional obsolescence is brought about by factors in the property. It is often or mostly curable, inferior materials to cut costs, curb appeal, not enough baths, bedrooms, an unpopular floor plan, property that lacks updating for modern technology. Economic obsolescence is a loss of value due to outside factors. This is also called external obsolescence and is incurable: zoning, air pollution, noise, traffic, jobs, crime rates, etc. It is also called environmental obsolescence. The income approach or capitalization method is used for income-producing properties. The highest weighted criteria for an appraiser using this approach is the net annual income, which may also be called the net operating income or NOI. Generally, if a property has rent, then use the income approach. It involves a math formula using the T for the calculations. Net annual income equals capitalization rate times rate of return times market value. A simple way to remember this is IRV, income equals rate times value. There are three steps to calculate the net income. Calculate the potential gross rent, the rent received if the building is 100% occupied. Calculate the actual gross rent by deducting for vacancies and uncollected rents. Actual gross rent minus expenses equals net annual income or net operating income. Summary: gross rent minus vacancy minus expenses equals net income. Investment analysis. Investment properties are generally purchased for the purpose of providing income to the buyer. Therefore, the income approach to appraisal is used most often on these properties. The conversion of an income stream, rent, into an indication of value is called capitalization. The capitalization rate in the income approach helps an investor determine interest. License holders or appraisers may use the GRM as a simple tool to get a rough estimate of the value of a rental property. This is not an appraised value. The GRM is not one of the three approaches to appraisal. The GRM is used for residential properties and stands for gross rent multiplier. The GRM is a factor based on location and rent, a price per rent. To determine a neighborhood GRM, use the average price divided by the average monthly rent. This number, when multiplied by the monthly rent, gives an indication of value for the property. GRM times rent equals price. For example, if the GRM is $150 and monthly rent on a single-family house is $1,000, then the value of the house is 150 times $1,000 equals $150,000. For commercial properties, a GIM is used. The GIM, gross income multiplier, is based on annual rent rather than monthly rent. Both the GRM and the GIM are appraisal tools. They are not approaches to appraisal. The GIM is sometimes described as an appraisal tool with a yearly component in the calculation. The CMA and BPO. A comparative market analysis, CMA, is a tool used by licensees to help sellers determine a realistic price for their property. A CMA compares a subject property to current listings, recent sales, and even expired listings of unsold properties. The information from expired listings is the least important part of the CMA. The result of a CMA is a range of value for a property rather than an exact price. It is not an appraisal. This is also called a competitive market analysis. A CMA can also be used by a buyer's agent to help a buyer make a decision about an offering price. However, a CMA is a useful source of information for both buyers and sellers. Remember, the list price is the seller's responsibility, and the offering price is the buyer's responsibility. A BPO, or broker price opinion, is a broker's written opinion of property value. It is sometimes used instead of an appraisal. It can be a quicker and less expensive option. It is typically requested by an attorney or relocation company rather than by a principal to the transaction. BPOs can also be used by a lender involved in a short sale of a distressed property. A broker will receive a fee for preparing a BPO. A sales license holder can prepare a BPO in their broker's name. Assessed value and taxes. Assessed value is the value of your property for tax purposes. The tax rate times the assessed value will tell you the yearly taxes. Lists of assessed values for all the properties in a taxing district are found in the assessment rolls or online. These can be used for comparison purposes. If a property owner is unhappy with their property assessed value, they can appeal to the tax appraiser/assessor or appraisal board. Tax rates are often expressed as dollars per hundred of valuation. In that case, a tax rate of $2.50 means the property owner will pay $2.50 of tax for every $100 of taxable value. In some cases, a mill rate is used. This is a tax rate per thousand. Therefore, a rate of 25 mills means the property owner will pay $25 of tax for every $1,000 of taxable value. Some states have a property sales tax, usually paid by the seller of real property at closing. It can be called a transfer tax or a deed tax. It can be expressed as mills or as a rate per hundred. It is based on the full sale price of the property, regardless of any profit or loss for the seller. If the local government is providing a benefit to a limited number of property owners, such as curbs or sidewalks in a neighborhood, a special assessment tax may be levied against only those property owners who benefit from the improvement. In a real estate sale with an unpaid balance on a special assessment, the special assessment is usually paid by the seller, but could be prorated at closing. If property is located in a municipal improvement district, also called a property improvement district, the property owner will receive a tax bill, similar to a special assessment, until the improvement is paid for or the improvement district designation is removed. In other words, this can be temporary or permanent.